Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right, here we go. Another edition of TJ and Jody's house. Or if you're watching the video and you see this bright red shirt I'm wearing, then it would be more like the Kool-Aid Man and Jody's house. Hey, Kool-Aid. So what a way to start. You notice Jody didn't say, you don't look like the Kool-Aid Man. one time she said, we saw this big guy somewhere, and she said he was wearing a purple shirt. He looked like Barney. And then I looked down, and I was wearing a purple shirt. And I thought I must be looking like Barney, too.
Yeah.
All right, we went to see our friends at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress the other night at their Cornelius, North Carolina location. They had a little networking party and all, and it was so cool. I'd never been into that location.
I know. It's so nice. It's big. Two-story.
And the people in this area, a lot of the business people were there. Mm-hmm. And they had nice food. And
yep.
I didn't get anything to eat. I didn't want to spill anything on any of the beautiful furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And they were serving wings, too. Did you see that? That was a bold mm-hmm. move.
Yeah.
To be serving wings on that cool furniture.
Well, they know their furniture is stain resistant.
That's right.
See?
That's right.
So they're not worried about it.
So they have this thing that looks like a glass of red wine is poured out onto a white couch. And I took a picture of it and acted like I did it. I was like, uh-oh. And then, you know, there were a lot of people on social media that figured it out quickly. And
they really?
Were like, nice try.
Uh-huh.
That almost looked real.
Right. Yeah.
But Jody got to investigate that couch that she's been wanting mm-hmm. from Sweet Dreams.
Yeah. And then there's one there. It's called the Mix. And there's so many colors you can pick from, fabrics that you can pick from, stain resistant. And then you get, I think, 4 pillows along with it. But you can also set the couch up to how you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You can design it how you want it. If you want just a plain couch, if you want a sectional, there's so many different ways, but it's called the Mix. It's really cool.
And they have these other things that are where other pieces of furniture that you can pick the fabric that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we used to talk about that a lot because that's what we did.
Yeah.
You pick the fabric that you want, and then you may not need to get an extra piece of fabric to go on the chair to keep your greasy head from staining it like I did.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I can start wearing one of those Jerry Curl caps that they used to wear in the 80s that my friends used to wear when they had got a curl and
That'd
had activator
good.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could walk around in that. No
yep.
big deal. If you want to do some shopping, you want furniture for the whole house, you want bedroom furniture, and they were playing this game, giving away some of these really nice pillows
uh-huh.
that they have there. And Jody got mad because I wouldn't go play the game that they were playing.
Well, you're right. I wanted you to go play. Any other time you do. But this one you did not.
You want to make your phone stop vibrating?
It's Uncle Chuck.
It was shaking the whole table. There was a name that tune thing, and
we could have won something.
I know, but it wouldn't have been fair.
Oh,
you know,
I think it would have been great. We would have had a pillow too.
So, if you want to check out all of their stuff, and by the way, yes, I knew every single one of them faster than any of the other people, but I didn't want to be that way.
Yeah, I could be sleeping on a new pillow.
You've already been sleeping today, so
mm-hmm.
she took a nap earlier.
We'll
get into that later. And still looks that radiant. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm so radiant.
So go to Sweet Dreams and check them out at tjriggins.com/mattress. tjriggins.com/mattress. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Jody accused me of being grouchy earlier, like right before we started the show, which is always a good way to... to begin a fun, supposed to be lighthearted kind of thing is with a little meow back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time on here, we're just joking around with each other and clowning and all. But But she was really mad.
I wasn't mad. Oh, I just stated a fact.
Jody.
Just, we have some issues in our home that we're trying to get repaired, and it's just not fun.
Well, it's one issue. Mm-hmm. But it's a plumbing issue, so that's the unknown. You know, people are so afraid. You say you got to get a plumber out. That's almost like the same feeling you get when somebody says you're being audited. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody's like, oh my God, how much is the plumber going to cost? What is that going to cost?
I know.
How much are they going to have to tear up the house to fix what needs to be fixed and all of that? And that's also something that a lot of people don't know anything about other than trained plumbers.
Sure.
Why am I wearing these things in my ears?
Which is probably why Uncle Chuck was calling, because he's a plumber. And I'm sorry.
He's a master plumber.
A master plumber. So I was texting him the issue. So, you know, he doesn't text.
I know.
He calls me. So I got to call him. But I guess we're going to have to get a plumber out tomorrow to tend to this business.
Well, you haven't really given me the opportunity to get down into it and investigate it on my own to see if I can fix it.
Considering that I asked about you trying to figure out how to get the drain cover off of the tub and you didn't, I'm going to guess you're not going to get down and dirty.
Okay. So earlier, she said something about how long has it been like that? And I said, are you saying this is my fault? And then she said,
no.
Well, you're grouchy. But she just admitted that she was saying that it was my fault. The first thing that came up was you saying,
huh?
I told you, how long you tried to get the cover off of it and you didn't?
I didn't. See, this is the problem. He hears things how he wants to hear them. Mm. I did not say that you were the problem. What I did say is that you didn't try to get the tub drain cover off.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
And now we have this mess.
Did you?
No, I didn't. Okay. And I'm saying I didn't. But all I'm asking you to be honest about and say that you're telling me it's my fault.
It's not your
fault. The whole
thing
is my fault.
It's not.
And we're going to lose the house because of me.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
I'm so terrible.
Enough of our plumbing issues.
I'm so terrible. How do you stand me? Don't answer that. But that is one of those things where you just sit on the edge of your seat waiting to find out what the plumber says. You know, how much it's going to cost, what all they're going to have to do.
Yep.
You don't get that way with other things, not many other things, except maybe
electrical
nowadays with cars.
Electrical and plumbing. Scary. Mm. Oh, yeah, and cars.
Electrical is usually not as bad.
Yes, it is.
Like if something's going on with a switch somewhere or something, they come out and they fix it.
But nothing's cheap.
No. Mm-mm. And that's why I'm so glad I can do all of this, most of this stuff by myself. And I don't have to pay professionals to come do it.
Hmm. I love that little fantasy world you live in over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need to start doing that on the side, like TJ's home repair.
Oh my gosh. Lord help.
We can just get a couple of big clients, get the money up front, and then skip town.
Mm-hmm. There's people who do that.
I know. Why can't we be people who do that?
Well, because the Lord knows. And that's between you and the Lord. It's not good.
I wouldn't even be able to. I wouldn't know enough to even sound knowledgeable enough to sell them on the scam about what needs to be done with their house.
Right.
That's the bad part. Maybe I just need to learn the language of the repair person. And then I'll get out there
and do it. Or just watch a YouTube video and do it.
That's what I was going to do with this deal, this plumbing deal.
Okay.
I was going to watch a YouTube video. Okay. Huh. All right, so we got more coming up. Hang on.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up. TJ and Jody's house.
Oh, you are in for a treat. A big treat. Because we were talking about our plumbing issue. Jody's phone was ringing, and it was Uncle Chuck back in Louisiana, Jody's sister's husband. And he's a master plumber. By trade, and he was calling to help with the plumbing issue. So we're going to play you Uncle Chuck's message So you can hear.
Yes. Okay, you ready?
The wonderful Chuck.
You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put it on speaker.
Okay, hang on. Whoops, sorry.
Hey, it's Chuck. I was just calling to give you some plumbing advice. You can just call me when you get a chance. All right, bye.
Yeah, but he won't text. She texted him. He won't text. But then again, that's hard to text. It's hard to text. But he wouldn't anyway.
Because
he is a talker. Yeah. He's a talker.
Yeah.
Now, our manager, Adam, will not text because he's an emailer. It's not that, you know, he wants to talk rather than text.
You're right.
He just is an emailer.
Email.
It's unprofessional to text.
Yeah.
Which.
But hello, welcome to 2024. Adam, people text.
He does text me from time to time.
Does he?
But it's usually where he'll text and go, check your email. I sent you something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, a younger person that would rather talk on the phone than text?
Younger?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Riggins.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he doesn't like to text?
He will text and all. It depends on who it is. But yeah, he would rather talk on the phone.
That's nice. That's mm-hmm. that's refreshing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Just to chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love that.
Yeah.
And our daughter talks a lot on the phone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just to family, I guess. She doesn't want everybody just to be calling her. And all.
I've also decided she can't just be, like still. Like she,
yeah, you've said that.
Like, at home she can, but if she's in the car, she's got to be on the phone. If she's going to a grocery store, she's got to be on the phone. If she's, I've noticed that if she's in a car, she's going to be on the phone.
Yeah. And that may come from a sense of feeling lonely.
You think?
Maybe.
But when she's at home, she loves to not be on the phone.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I don't know. Maybe she's, you know, since she doesn't live where we live and she lives in a place basically by herself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With no family around and stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe subconsciously, that's why if she's out, she wants to be
talking.
Yeah. Because it's familiar. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because she's not one to just want to sit around and chat a lot on the phone.
Uh-uh.
You know, when she's at home, she sometimes likes to just be
alone in her room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jody was earlier today and took a nap.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
So you got your nap out of the way before the podcast.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've decided when I sleep late like that, I already have trouble sleeping. So if I take a late nap, it messes up my night even more.
Yeah.
So, I took a nap.
What time did you get up?
I only took a 30-minute nap.
What time did you get up?
7:50.
Yeah. That's about what time I got up.
You got up at 10, after 10, actually.
No, it wasn't after 10.
It was after
10.
Okay.
It was bad enough being right at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, I was just so exhausted last night.
You're always so exhausted.
Mm-mm.
You're not?
No, I'm usually, on Saturday nights, I'm usually not as tired as I was last night. For some reason, it just jumped on me. And I used to think it was because I would eat a lot during the day while we were out on Saturdays, but I barely ate yesterday and till we ate dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But by then, I was already so tired.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's because I'm old?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But at least you didn't complain while we were out and about.
I tried not to. I'm glad you noticed.
Golly. So fun.
Uh-huh.
It's always a joy.
I'm sorry.
I mean, we go to a festivity for the holidays that's supposed to be uplifting and happy. And Bah Humbug over here is...
I didn't do anything bad during
On the way there, you were griping about the crowd and walking and...
I was just kidding around. I was being silly. Now, later in the night, when I was ready to go home, I wasn't kidding about that. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But, right.
But we have fun. Are we going to talk about what we did?
Sure, yeah.
So we went to our usual Kannapolis. Mm-hmm. With little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael. Tomorrow's his birthday. I mean, today's his birthday. And so they had the lighting of the tree in Kannapolis at a park. There was, could you believe how many people were there?
No. And that was one. I wish we would have gotten down there a little bit earlier.
Why? We walked right up to see exactly what everybody had probably been standing. It was the craziest thing. We walked in. We somehow walked to the very front. Next thing you know, the mayor and Santa came out, flipped a switch, and all the pretty lights came on. And we were right up there in the front. I do not know how we did it because it was packed.
Those lights weren't already on. I thought the tree was the only thing that they lit.
And those other trees, those green and red trees.
Yeah, it was cool.
But they have a train there, and they have like they have concessions and stuff. They had Chick-fil-A was there, but they it was so many people. So we just saw that and left. But I'm going to go back at a separate time when I can walk around and see the lights and stuff.
Yeah, I know handsome husband Michael likes all the Christmas lights.
Yeah, he'll go
and
with
stuff.
Me.
Does she like?
I don't know. Probably not.
Because I don't mind going and looking at lights like that, walking through where everything's lit up.
Yeah.
I actually like that.
It was a lot of people, though. It was a lot of people.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It got, you know, and it was cold, so it kind of got it all kicked off.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It was fun.
Oh, and the whole little town is lit up. It's so cute.
I remember when I used to be important enough to be up there on the stage with Santa and flipping the switch to light up the Christmas village at the malls and stuff.
Yeah. They'd probably let you in Kannapolis. Sometime. They're going to have a Christmas parade, too, in a few weeks.
My career as a public figure is over.
Great.
When I don't even get to get asked to be on stage with Santa to flip Christmas
You are
lights.
One uplifting little fella.
Well, it just hit me.
Well, every time y'all did do that, it screwed up anyway. So look at it like that. Remember every time y'all counted down and then 3, 2, 1, no lights.
Yeah, or the parade didn't end when it was supposed to.
So let's look at that.
But still, I was still wanted by the people.
Yeah. Well, Santa trumps you over there.
Washed up.
Sorry.
Or, no, great. You're not. I mean, no, you're not.
Why do you think? But why do you think that ever?
Because nobody asked me to be up there with Santa. I bet. I bet if I would have run up there and said who I was and that I was a very experienced Santa Christmas lights switch thrower or whatever,
they'd probably be like, "We've seen you," and no, because then they're not going to want
it. You step back and watch. This one's going to work,
and it did.
So, yeah.
Oh my God! Sorry. That was Lainey. She must be in the car.
You and that phone. You're obsessed with it.
No, people actually just like to talk to me.
Mm-hmm. You're obsessed. Ha ha ha. All right. All right. We're going to take a break and let Jody answer all of her calls. but since we're recording this, you won't know how long it takes for us to get to the next segment. I'm going to guess 30, 45 minutes, but we'll find out. Yeah, I'll let you know. Next.
More next. TJ and Jody's house.
So we have a big day this week that is very important. We're going to buy the non-perishable things for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, we get started the week ahead, planning, supplying, and all of that.
As much as we can. Hey, are you going to make a turkey?
Well, that's what I was going to ask, is because I'm no fan of the turkey, but I always ask, should we have turkey? And then everybody usually says, yeah, we need to have turkey. And then I'll say, well, what if I just got a turkey breast and did that? And then I remember my children, or at least Aiden and Jody, my two children, eat dark meat. They like dark meat, and you don't get that in a turkey breast. And if I'm going to eat turkey, I want it to be dark meat, too. So it always comes back to, all right, I'll fry a turkey.
But I saw, I have seen some really good recipes for putting a turkey in the crock pot. And then it's super tender. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't really want to fry all that. I don't want to do all that.
You don't do it?
I don't want you to do it. It's a lot of work. And then you got to buy all that oil. And it's just a lot.
Well, I just can't see myself doing the Thanksgiving turkey in the crock pot.
Well, you saw yourself making a turkey breast.
But that's what would go in the crock. You can't fit a whole turkey in the crock pot. You're talking about a turkey breast or the whole thing?
Either one. I mean, either one. We'd have to get there's a crock pot for that.
Oh, well, there's no need in buying that.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
I'll figure it out. But do we have to have it?
I don't.
Because didn't Lainey send around a thing yesterday asking if we were having turkey? And
yeah.
Does she say she doesn't want it or it doesn't matter?
Yeah, she didn't care.
Do you care?
No.
I think boy likes it, though.
Okay.
Yeah. See?
It's a lot.
Already trouble. Already trouble going on. And it's not like we're cooking for 100 people either.
Six of us.
Yeah, there's six people. But I think handsome husband Michael likes
the turkey. Yeah. That's okay. All right. I just know that frying is an ordeal.
You know, whatever's left over he can have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He doesn't like leftovers, but okay.
It's not a it's not an ordeal. The one thing I look at it as it's expensive, and the expense of it doesn't match the enjoyment of it. And that's the way I look at a lot of cooking.
For example,
if I'm making a delicious dish that has lump crab meat in it, which lump crab meat is very expensive, then I'll get it because I know that the deliciousness to expense ratio is going to work out because it's going to be delicious enough to warrant spending the money on it.
Sure.
The turkey?
Well, what about a turkey breast in the crock pot?
Yeah, maybe.
And you season it up real good.
Yeah, but I was thinking that the turkey is more of a people want it because of the tradition.
Probably. But a turkey breast would be fine.
But that's not a you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. But we also have to get, like I saw this, you know, I've been making that corn casserole thing that everybody on the internet acts like they are the first ones to show that recipe. With the Jiffy cornbread mix and the sour cream and the whole kernel and cream style corn, all that. So I've been doing that for years. I'm thinking maybe I change that to a crab meat stuffing, like a Cajun kind of dish. And then even if I'm the only one that eats it,
but why do you always gotta mess with what works? Like, we love everything you do every year. And then
you're not crazy about that corn.
I just don't think it's necessary. We have plenty of food without adding extra stuff.
But I don't get an opportunity to cook very often anymore, to cook things that are good, you know. So I usually look at that like, oh, I want to do this. As long as I'm in there, I want to do that. But you're right. I do end up saying it's too much. I'm exhausted.
And you always I'm not doing it again next year. Every year you say that.
Because I spend two full days.
I know.
Of nonstop cooking.
I know. But you say you love it.
Yeah.
And then when it's here and you do it, then you're like.
But then that's why. But every year I say, what are some things that we can leave out? And nobody agrees on anything.
The corn.
Have you asked everybody about that corn dish? Just you. You're the only one. And that's what happens. I'll ask, and one person will go, you can leave this out. I don't care. And then somebody else will go, well, no, I like that.
Right. That's the problem.
See, we do deviled eggs for Thanksgiving, and that's not traditional, but we do deviled eggs.
I always had deviled eggs.
And I would say, all right, can everybody hold off on deviled eggs?
No. So much.
See, I try to please everyone at my table. At my Thanksgiving feast table.
And I make my two normal, easy dishes. Green bean casserole, sweet potato casserole.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And rolls.
Yeah.
I get the rolls.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to talk to you about those two dishes. So maybe we could tweak those a little bit.
No, leave it alone. It's fine. I like it. Everybody else likes it. We eat it. Doesn't need to be messed with.
Oh, and I'm just joking. I'm just joking with you, Treasure. But we did have something the other night that is a tip to pass along to you, and it's not an ad or anything. But Jody, my Jody, was out there at shopping the other day, and she went into Aldi. Now, you may not have Aldi in your area, but if you do, they have a sweet potato casserole in the frozen food section. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is delicious.
Yeah. It was like $4 something, too.
And do you remember the brand of it?
Mm-mm. No, but it was over by the thing with the turkeys. Like, yeah. There was turkeys and then that. And my neighbor told me about how good it was. So I said, maybe we should try that. And it had a praline topping on it. Oh, it was really, really good.
Well, your mom's original recipe for the sweet potatoes has that.
I know.
Yeah, because pralines are candied pecans.
And I would do that. I would just go ahead and do that for Thanksgiving and get a couple of them. But it had to be in the oven an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, so I can't be tying up the oven like that.
No.
I like to do the green bean and sweet potato together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's really good. And I'm, you know, I would tell you, I wouldn't be trying to tell you to eat some frozen food that's not good.
No, it's good. And if a lot of people follow the Aldi finds on Instagram every week, because on Wednesdays they come out with them, because they even have great like home stuff. But yeah, every week. But you got to get over there, because it's a thing now. People go to Aldi all the time. Yes.
And it is Aldi, not Aldi's. A lot of people say Aldi's.
Really?
Did you get that at Aldi's? You know, the way some people say Walmart's.
Yeah.
JCPenney's.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Used to say that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sears. Mm-hmm. Wait.
It is Sears.
You see what I did there?
Jeez.
All right. So I guess on the next podcast, we'll be talking about if we got into a quarrel while we were out shopping for Thanksgiving food and planning the menu and all.
Yeah, we don't go shopping together a lot.
No.
I have started Christmas shopping, though.
Yeah, which, I mean, you don't need my help with that. Uh-uh. That's your area of expertise. You don't need me butting in on that.
I just need the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so give them our Venmo.
You're right. GoFundMe.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for listening and watching, and we are so glad that you stopped by TJ and Jody's house this week. Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you here next week as well. We've got a place for you. Always. There's always a place for you here at TJ and Jody's house.
Mm-hmm. That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.